Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Trauma Blondes. I am one of your hosts, Kristen Farrelly.
And I am Megan Farrell.
So this week is Nurses Week. It is the, what is it? What's today? The 6th? 7th? Yep. I don't know. One of those.
Today's the 7th. I think it was officially 6th through 12th.
How did we start Nurses Week this week?
Well, I mean, everybody got their lovely Cinco de Mayo taco theme celebrations, at least that I saw on like Facebook and social media and everything.
Yeah.
At work we did like a Mexican theme potluck, and leadership went around and made mocktails for the staff, like frozen drinks.
Mocktails.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Both of my managers walked around. They actually served breakfast one of the days. And then there was like a food truck that they had come show up with like a bunch of fried chicken. And I mean, you know me, so none of that went in my mouth. But
yeah,
actually, that's not true. I did take a bite of one of my coworkers because I'm infamous for taking a bite of things that I'm never going to eat. And then day two, I got punched in the face a few times.
Jesus.
So, surprise, my gift is a gift that's going to keep on giving with the raccoon eyes and the...
For at least the next week or so.
Yeah. The raccoon eyes, I can cover with some makeup or whatever. Make it just, you know, look like I'm tired. My nose, I can cover, like, you know, is what it is. I got a little spot on my lip that's a little purple. And then... I take a shower. Now, this is yesterday, of course. I take a shower today and I'm like, oh my God, my fucking collarbone hurts. I look and I'm like, why? Is it bruised? So that's bruised. Then I look down at my shins and I'm like, why? Why are my shins bruised? And why did I not feel any of this? So, you know, I can laugh right now, but yesterday it was like super embarrassing. And I like, you know, you try to prevent someone from injuring other people and you end up getting injured. So I didn't realize until after the fact that I had been hit a bunch of times in the face. How I didn't know this, I don't know. Maybe because my adrenaline was high. There was like people everywhere. And one of the nurses that I work with, Christina, I do want a huge thank you to her, because she tried to kind of pull me away from the situation. Unfortunately, in the interim of doing that, I got punched in the face again because I lost an arm, which was my defense, you know, putting my hands up in my face. She put so much effort into trying to get me out of that situation. So that was so impressive on her part. Right. And then of course, you know, all the amazing security that we have, like Billy and they make it so much better because they're not just, you know, public safety. Billy and Peter were the two that showed up first. Like they were there first to in got the situation. So it was hard to remember because like in the moment, like there's so much chaos. And like I had just realized, oh shit, I got hit in the face. Like my nose hurts a little. And then it like kind of starts to kick in. So I wasn't aware of my surroundings at that point. I look up and, you know, the manager of the security department, Mike, is standing there, and I'm like, oh my God. I was mortified. I was mortified that I got punched in the face, that I allowed myself to get punched in the face. I allowed myself in a position of getting punched in the face, which I didn't actually allow. Just going back, like for years of training or whatever in my past job experience, I knew better, and I was protecting myself to a point. But I forget that I'm a nurse and that I need to let somebody else handle it. But I didn't want this person to hurt anybody else. I can take a punch and I'm fine. Like I'll get over it. But you know, what if somebody else got hurt? So after the fact, you know, the whole department, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? Like every single person. And like my adrenaline was still going. So I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. And I had to sit down. I had my manager came out and she just kind of looked at me and she's like, are you okay? What can I do? And it wasn't like a, okay, I'm management. I have to just say this. I mean, like she genuinely came out and was like, what can I do? Like, are you okay? You know, do you need to go home? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I need to just finish my shift. Let me catch up on my paperwork. The nurses that were in my pod, those guys, love them because they went and took care of my patients while I kind of came down a little bit from the adrenaline. Like,
Yeah.
do you want to call the police? Do you want to press charges? And I was like, yeah, I do. Because even if nothing comes of it, which nothing will, that person still has a record of assaulting
A
medical
healthcare record.
staff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
And
let
there's a record
people,
everywhere for it.
yeah, right. And hopefully with like, you know, I think we talked about it on like an earlier podcast was Massachusetts and like states are trying to move forward with like increasing the severity of the crime of an assault on a healthcare worker. So it's kind of like, you know, what we hear at work about like safety reporting. Hey, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So the more and more
Yeah.
that they have data of how often it happens and how severe it is, the more likely we have a chance of them actually following through on that.
Right. And I truly wish that there was something. So Massachusetts, the police cannot arrest somebody for an assault that they were not present for. Even though watching the tapes after I watched the video after, which again just made me more mortified seeing myself getting punched in the face and somebody else, you know, a lot of people being there. So, like, then I know that all the public safety would had to watch it because they obviously have to report on it because they were there and, you know, whatever. It just is kind of like embarrassing and whatnot. But even the cop was like, it's clear as day. It is clear as day that you got punched in the face. You know, we got the one that they were concerned about was the one that. I really got clocked. And then the other ones, I don't remember. Honestly, I know I got hit and I remember it kind of happening, but like again, with all the chaos. So rewatching it, I was like, oh my God, I'm mortified. So the cop was like, you do whatever you want. You press charges, you don't have to press charges. You know, I don't want to go too much into detail as far as like a is you know who, why, where, age, things like that, but it was you know, it was said in a, I'm saying this, but I'm not really saying this. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to come of this, even though there is blatant proof that I got punched in the face by this particular person. So it was kind of one of those like, what do I do? You know, and I reached out to a friend and I said, I need a little help. What do I do? You know, like, what would you recommend? And, you know, he's, obviously, I can't tell you what to do. I'm like, yeah. Let's get down to it. What do I do? And pretty much every single person that I had, you know, kind of talked to had said, nothing's going to happen. If you press charges, you're going to go to court, you're going to waste time. They're not going to do anything. It's just going to be a waste. So I'm sure you'll agree with this. Yes, it will probably be a waste. And yes, it will go nowhere. But again, it's a paper trail. It is showing that medical staff is not going to put up with getting the shit kicked out of them. I mean, it, you know, like at what point does somebody say, like, yeah, I don't care what age, gender, sex, nationality. I just said gender and then sex. Well, you know what? These days. So
Right. I think it's important for us to like acknowledge and like this is how much like it's so frequent and it's not okay. Like the first feeling that you feel is embarrassment and like I'm embarrassed that I let that happen, which it's like for me hearing you say that, it's like I get it, but at the same time it's frustrating to me because it's not you letting yourself be in that position. It's why are we like okay, and why is this the norm now?
And that was like a bunch of people said, like, I mean, it's just no, I'm gonna st like, should I stop going into Starbucks and slapping the barista every time they don't get my order right? No, of course I can't do that. I will get arrested. Like, it just is what it is.
Right.
I think you're right. It's a bruised ego, as well as my nose and my eyes, whatever, it's fine. But it's more of a bruised ego that I
Right. And
put
I can
myself in
understand
harm's
the,
way.
yeah, I can under, that's the thing is like, I can understand it at the like embarrassment aspect of it purely because like from your previous employment, I know from my like time in psych nursing, you always have to expect the unexpected, right? So it was just a situation got the best of you. But again, you were embarrassed for that reason. You can't be embarrassed because of the actual assault, because like it's something that should never happen. The other thing that I do want to capitalize on, because I don't think, and we've talked before too about how lucky you have with the leadership you have at the hospital you're at right now and the management and everything, that I want to point out the fact that your manager came out on the floor and asked if you were okay, what they could do. But how many times do we see, like, whether it's on social media or hearing it, like, anywhere, the whole, what could you have done different? Like, pointing the blame back on you. Okay, yeah, sorry this happened, but like, what could you have done differently? And it's like, nothing. I was
I could
doing my
have
job.
been,
I could have
I could have been a
not been
cashier at
there.
Target, is what I could have been to make
Right,
that not
right.
happen.
Right. I could have been asking people if they want fries with that. Like, you know?
And I do want to say, like, she said repeatedly, I'm sorry that that happened to you. And then again this morning, texted me, how are you feeling? Like, are you feeling okay? And I, said to her, yeah, other than like a bruised ego and a little raccoon eyes that can be covered, I'm good. And, and she replied with a comment that I'll leave where it is, and then said, I'm really sorry again that that happened to you. Now, I'm travel. She doesn't need to care if I was injured because none of it will fall on them. If I was hurt, the workman's comp, that would go through somebody else, right? Like, that would go through my travel company, would have nothing to do with that. But she literally was like, texted me up until like an hour ago. So it just genuinely shows that she's a nurse's nurse.
Right.
And that's just appreciated. Also, the other manager, the same thing, like, are you okay, buddy? Like, well, do you need anything? Like, do you need to go home, kind of thing? And I was like, nope, I'm good. And he's like, yeah, I figured you're pretty strong. Like, I wanted to ask. I knew you were going to say that, but, and it was funny because a couple of the nurses were like, Sorelli got punched. Like, what happened to the other person? I mean, and I've said this to you before, that I have never quite felt like I fit in. No matter where I worked, like, I always felt kind of like the outsider. Like, there was always groups established and I was like on the outside, and like, I didn't, I just went to work. I tried not to cause drama and just left. But this place, when I tell you, every single nurse on staff yesterday came up to me more than once. Are you good? I know that it was a little while ago. Are you good? Do you need anything? Can I medicate your patients? What do you need? The entire end of the shift, And that was like, and then into today, I got texts from staff like, how you doing today? You good? I'm like, yes, I am great. And it's like, at some point you're like, all right, I'm fine. But then you look back and you're like, I've never had that. I've never had this amount of people reach out to me concerned about my well-being. So I
Well,
am impressed with this place that I work at right now.
and especially where, like, I hate to put it this way, but like, you didn't work today. So it's not like you were in their face and they felt like, oh, I got to acknowledge it because Pharrelli's here and it'll be awkward if I'm looking at her and I know that she's like bruised and whatnot. Like these are people reaching out to you when you weren't even like in their face. So like clearly it shows like how much they were actually truly thinking of you.
And there is a tech who I need to mention two of them. So Dom, who was working, I was told after the fact, I didn't know as it was happening, but somebody said Pharrelli's in a fight, like help her, call security, whatever it is. That boy was beside me helping so fast after those words came out of whoever's mouth that I didn't even realize. And he was like, after the whole thing, he was like, "Are you?" I looked at him, I'm like, "Yo, God, he's sweating. Like, what's happening?" And he was like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I wasn't there early enough." And I was like, "Oh my God." And again, he texted me when he got home that last night and was like, "Hey, I'm really sorry this happened. Like, I love."
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Working with you, thanks for, saying thank you and to me and all, whatever the and then this morning I texted him again and I was like, I have to tell you how appreciative I am of you reaching out to me yesterday after everybody went home, after all the dust was settled. Just thank you so much. And like, you really do mean the world to me. And the same with Crystal, the one who's done a few of the TikToks with me, who just is just wonderful. And she reached out to me. I just want to make sure that you're okay, yesterday and today. And it almost makes my heart so full that, like, you just get on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, you know how when you get that, like, I've had enough, that stress hits you so hard that someone talks to you and like tears just pour out of your
Yeah.
face.
Yeah. You just lose it. You're like, and this can't stop. Like, and you're like, you get hysterical, but in the way, like, it's almost like maniacal because you're like, I don't even know why I'm crying. Like, this is ridiculous, but like, you can't stop it.
So the next shift, public safety came on, and Kyle, who is this big giant kid, I shouldn't say kid, he's a man, but he's a big dude. Like, somebody walks around, he walks around the corner, and everybody's like, "No, I'm sorry, whatever I did, like, I'm sorry." Comes up to me just to say, like, "Are you okay?" And I look at him, instant ball. I bawled. I was like, "Please don't watch that video. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed." His eyes. I was like, "Oh my God." I just started crying so hard for no reason. It was just like the adrenaline stopped. Like, my whole body finally caught up with me. And I was like, "Please just don't watch that video, like Netflix and chill." That's all I was concerned about.
Oh my God.
Because, like, you watch those like videos where somebody falls down a flight of stairs and you fucking laugh so hard, like, I gotta watch that again. Or like people fall on ice and their flip-flops go flying, and
Right,
you
right.
have to watch it over and over. And I'm like, "Please don't add like a ding ding," and then I finally get punched in
Oh my
the
God, shut up.
face. Now I can laugh, but honestly, that was my full-on embarrassment last night. I want to die.
Yeah.
So that was the second day in Nurses Week. Woohoo!
It's
I
like,
don't know
look
what
what, look
transpired
what.
today.
Yeah. It's like, man, here's what we have in store for the rest of the week.
I'm actually off until Saturday, thank God. So at least now I can try to ice my face, cover up some of the, bruising. But
Yeah.
so we talked about management and stuff and it being, Nurses Week and everything. I don't know. Why do we put so much emphasis on this? Why does staff expect so much the week of Nurses Week.
Yeah.
Why? We're nurses every day, dude. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that you want a backpack and a jacket and a water bottle and all these things because you understand you also bitch about not making enough. So you want the hospital to dump a shit ton of money on a fucking Yeti or on like a
Pigs or some shit.
yeah, so that like says the name on it, that you're gonna bitch that it says the name of your hospital on it, and you're gonna find a reason to complain about that. So why do we why? I mean, like, I'm not saying don't celebrate nurses. Like, of course, like, we should, you know, celebrate. That's fine. Like, you guys have made it through another year. It's great. We love you. That's fine. But, like, why do nurses bitch that they do not get these high-end acknowledgments? I don't understand it. Who gives a shit? You know, like, what is it going to make you be a better nurse? Like, did you learn something from getting a Yeti? No, you didn't. Nothing changed your practice today by you getting a gift. I think just, you know, maybe some of the nurses or, you know, just need that acknowledgement, need to know that. But that's when you have not management that's great and they don't acknowledge you exist until you do something.
Like it was actually something like kind of going into like our hospital and our ED, like we classify like how bad we are in terms of like number of patients, boarders, everything on a tiering system. And like tier three is like where we start to get some help given to us if possible. Tier four is like what we call like what I would envision like code black, like the we're not to diversion, but like people in other areas in the hospital are made to come and help us. Like administrators and stuff are down on the floor, like doing what they can to help us. And we were on tier four for, I want to say, literally like 3 months straight, like in the beginning of the year. And in my eyes, it was like, I would almost rather get acknowledgement during then when you're in the thick of it. Like, hey, thanks for like riding like along during this time than like this random week in May. And then to add more to the plate, it's like this is Nurses Week, all of Nurses Week, and then we get Emergency Nurses Week later in the year because it's the specific specialty one. So it's like I'd rather be thanked for like going doing like the grind down and dirty and acknowledged on a random Tuesday rather than waiting for like the special time.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. I think, yeah. I mean, at some point, like, take a look around. Do you think corporate offices, you know, celebrate National Engineers Day? No. They do their job. They go to work, they do their job. Shut up. I'm sorry. Like, I just feel like at this point, I don't need a $1 water bottle. I'm just gonna toss when I get home. I don't need that stuff, you know? Like, I don't know. It's a little materialistic. Don't get me wrong. I think I have a materialistic side. We all do. But I just don't think that those things are absolutely necessary. I'm sure I'm getting a lot of shit for that, but, you know, is what it is.
Right, but you honestly bring up a good point, and it's like a good perspective to put on things because people don't like make that connection and connect those dots that like, yeah, well, I would appreciate this Yeti, but there's 200 nurses that work in my hospital and 200 nurses at however much a Yeti costs, plus if they like engrave it with the hospital name or whatever they do to it, mark that up a little more. That's a good
Yeah.
chunk of money that could be like a change to your incentives or like
Yeah.
differentials or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's, you can definitely see both sides of it.
Yeah, 100%. But again, like, I feel like if there's a good thing that happens, like, our management kind of acknowledges it right now, so I don't want to complain. I know you've been having kind of a bit of a struggle in your role right now.
Yeah, a lot of like, I think a lot of the big problems are like communication amongst leadership and just really like getting on the same page of like what's important. And it's definitely a struggle for me and hard because I'm probably one of the newer staff that stepped into a leadership role off the floor. And if people haven't like figured it out by now just from us talking these past couple weeks or whatever. Like, I don't bite my tongue And I often have no problem voicing my opinion, which is sometimes the unpopular one. And I make waves in places. And maybe that's why I got the job I did. Maybe that's why they hold their heads in shame when I open my mouth sometimes. But it's like, you put me here for a reason. And I don't think it was to drink your Kool-Aid. So I'm gonna speak up and do what's right, whether it's for myself, but the nurses that are on the floor, than just, saying, "Oh, this is how it always was," and going from there.
But also, you are fair though. You are not that, walk in and it's do what I tell you to do and do as I say, not as I do. And you get your hands dirty. You take an assignment when it's needed. You do what you need to do to not only be a good nurse, but also be good leadership.
Yeah, I will never, and I've made this known, number one, friends of mine work as nurses on the floor right now. And I've had previous jobs before I was in nursing that friends worked for me. And kind of like my motto has always been, I will never ask you to do something that I wouldn't be standing next to you getting my hands dirty doing myself. And I would never ask you to do something that I wouldn't be caught doing, or I wouldn't be seen doing. So that's how I always try to work. But also, it goes further than that, because a question that gets asked to me, and it got asked to me when I was actually interviewing for this job, was, do you think you'll be okay with having your friends report to you, and you might have to have difficult conversations or disciplinary actions? And I gave my answer of, I've had friends who have worked for me plenty of times. One of my friends who will probably be listening to this was a nurse that worked under me at another hospital. And I remember one day, writing her up. I think it was for her attendance, not exactly sure what it was for, but we went out for dinner after work. And it's like I always say, if you're the right person for the job, and if those people are truly your friends, they do understand the separation of church and state, and you're able to separate business from pleasure. And if they have any issue with it or can't respect you for that, then they're also not really your friends when it comes down to it.
100%. Because there is a line. And I, from both sides, because I have worked with a friend who was leadership and whatever you need to do, man. Friends are outside. Work is work. So I'm glad that you do have some of the people that can kind of separate those two things.
Right, you have to. And it's don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's instances where people are like, yeah, let me use this to my advantage. But like you said, I'm always going to be fair, and I'm not going to treat somebody differently because I get along with somebody more. Like, we're all here to do a job. We're all here for patient care, and it is what it is. And if you're my friend and you're not doing your job, I'm going to come down on you. If you're not my friend and you're not doing your job, I'm going to come down on you. But then I'm going to celebrate your victories e just as equally also.
And that's, I think, the backbone of leadership. So I'm glad that you do what you do. I do have an email. Do you want me to read it?
Let's do
It's
it.
not even close to a positive email, by the way. So it is a it's a and why they
Spicy.
fucking target me? I don't know, man. You're in this just as much as I. Whatever.
I
So
maybe it's because your face is on our TikTok page all the time. Maybe
yeah.
I'll give you a break and I'll start posting
Yeah.
videos myself.
Right. Can you, yeah. So Erica writes, who, by the way, I don't give a fuck if you share my name. So Erica, here you go, honey. Dear Kristen, you are the I'm sorry.
I'm already laughing.
You are the most ugly, obnoxious, pathetic person I have ever seen in my entire life. Your accent sucks. You're not a good nurse. I truly hate you. Erica, first of all, if you're trying to ask me on a date, I am 100% not interested. But thank you for the compliments in trying to cut me down, I guess, in some way, shape, or form. But your keyboard, though, has all the muscles. So Thank you for being honest. I'm sorry you don't like me. The cool thing is about you hating my accent, my ugly face, whatever the fuck, you can actually scroll the fuck past me and go on
Right.
to somebody else. You don't have to watch me. You don't have to watch all the videos and then be like, I fucking hate you. I'm sorry you hate me. You're not the first, and you're definitely not going to be the last. However, I really do wish you the best. I hope somehow you can find a little rainbow with a pot of gold because you seem a little angry at me for no reason.
And it's like, guess what? You scrolling through all the videos helps our algorithm, number one. So thank you, Erica. And number two, the amount of energy that you just wasted drafting that email, because we all know she sat with like the thesaurus or whatever, Googling like different words to express like the hate, anger, whatever she has. Like that took a lot of your time. And guess what? That must have pissed you off even more to have us in your mind for that long. So, joke's on you, sis. Like, we just listened to this, and guess what? It's fucking in the garbage and forgotten about. So,
Yeah. I mean,
bye. Like,
I do give her a little credit though. I give her credit for like speaking her mind. Like, I'm glad that you spoke your mind. Don't hold
yeah.
anything back. I'm not gonna get offended. If you don't like me, that's fine. If you think I'm ugly, I'm fat, whatever the fuck. I don't
Cool.
care. Do you
Right.
sleep in my bed at night? You ain't writing my mortgage payment,
I was
that's
gonna
for
say,
shit
do
to
you?
sure.
I was gonna say, do you pay my bills? Cool.
Right, yeah. So we're good. So Erica. Again, thank you for the email. I do appreciate you. I'm sorry though that I hold space in your brain. I probably don't deserve it. So, maybe you can think about somebody else today. You have any hate mail?
Right. I don't have any hate mail right now.
No, that's fine. Although I did get a, you look so familiar.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Amelia, and I can't figure out why.
Oh, God.
So that will be for another episode because I'm assuming we know why that I potentially look familiar to that said person, but we'll leave
Right.
that for another episode. Again, though, I do want to say thank you to a lot of the people that I work with, Kimmy and Kayla. Like, they were the resource nurses that day, and it was like amazing how awesome they were. And just everybody on the shift, just public safety, everybody. I love you guys so much. And, we couldn't all be okay without each other.
Right. And it's like that's what in the end, and I guess like for the most part, I'll say not everybody feels this way all the time or what or even at all, but like for the most part, the reason why you pick up and dust yourself off and go back to work the next day a lot of times is the people that you work with, right? Because we know that we're gonna come in and we're gonna get a urinal, whether it's full or empty, thrown at us, or a family calling public relations because God forbid they waited 2 hours to be seen for their hemorrhoid that they've had for 4 months now. And it's like, yeah, there's that, and like the obvious care that we took this job to provide care for people, but there are some days that it's like, if I didn't know X person was working tomorrow or X person was in charge, like it would really take a lot to drag me out of bed sometimes. So,
Yeah, 100%. So, and I mean, if you and I wouldn't be in this situation if we didn't become work family.
Right.
So I think, I don't know that some nurses that have particularly come in my path know that when I work with them, they become my family. I don't
Right.
have any family around me. You know, they're not close. We're, you know, they're far. I don't have any family around me. You know, everybody's doing their dinners and their family stuff and all this stuff. And I don't have that.
Yeah.
So those people become my family because I spend so much time with them. So, you know, that's just
Right. I
right. That was
really,
like a.
one of the things I really hate about you not working with me anymore is I don't get the homemade lunches or, you know,
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
the comfort meal. So somebody
Yeah.
else is picking up on my loss, I'm sure.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I did. I made big ziti
Oh.
for security because it was like a day that was just so bad from like start to finish. And a couple of the guys just didn't leave my side the whole day just because my patients ended up being combative and whatever all day. And it was just like trauma after trauma that like we needed their assistance and they didn't leave. So I did make them big ziti. Although one of the people that ate it was like, I hate ricotta cheese. Like, I was like, I'm sorry.
And it's like, but you know what? You being you is gonna make a mental note of that. And if you make it again, you'll probably make some separately for them with no ricotta in
With
it.
no ricotta.
Like, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know. Fair. I do love doing that. Like everybody's like, "Oh my God, don't go out of your way." No, but that's like my love language. I
It
love
is.
bringing you food. Like if I care about you, I love bringing you food. It just is what it is. So there's that. I don't know what I'm gonna bring this weekend for everybody. I'm after yesterday, but it is Mother's Day coming up, so maybe I will not do that on Mother's Day weekend. But knowing me, I probably will. But happy Mother's Day to you and Father's Day and Grandparents' Day and all the things to you.
And all the things back at you, babe.
Yep.
It was one of those things on social media that was, earlier this week, and it was like, tomorrow starts Nurses Week and ends with Mother's Day.
Oh,
So,
I don't want to go to work then. No,
it's like,
that's how mine started.
shout out to all the women working long shifts, taking care of others and their families, coming home to take care of our families and babies. See a
Yep.
nurse and thank her, see a mother and hug her. And then
Yep.
there was also another one that I thought was hilarious. It was someone holding an epidural needle, being like,
Oh, I saw
this is the, just an FYI, this is the length of an epidural needle. Don't forget
Yeah.
Sunday's Mother's Day.
Right. It was big. I
It
don't,
was
you know, we're
huge.
always facing the other way. I don't
I'm
fucking
like,
know what it looks
damn.
like.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, that thing was in my back twice.
Yeah.
Now,
Yikes.
no wonder why they're like, hug this, bend over, and don't you dare fucking move. Like, yeah, I get it now.
Right. You know, so, yeah. And then if they miss and you're like, bro, please stop.
Right.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things women go through, I tell you. But I don't know. I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, my kids are like my entire world. I just would not. I would have nothing if it was not for my children.
Yeah, I often refer to my kids as my two broke best friends,
Yeah.
which
Yeah.
it's literal.
Yeah, 100%. Last night I came home and Vanessa started talking to me. She's telling me about her day. And I just continued the crying cycle. She's like, Mama, I'm
Oh
so
my God.
sorry.
I know. And that's
Such
like,
a bad day.
so you know what? I'm going to bring up like an old topic because you bring the crying and you brought up some like emotional like vulnerability stuff that happened to you this week. So not nursing related, but personal related. And everybody that's listened to the podcast knows when I refer to abs. So
Yes.
I made an appointment and like I said before, I dated him a couple times and I never pulled the trigger. Obviously, one of my problems, but I never like unfriended him and refriended him or whatever. It was just there. And there's like an option on Facebook that you can like unfollow somebody but not unfriend them. So it's like his stuff was
Oh,
hidden to me.
yeah.
But this time around, I unfriended him and I was like so proud of myself for like, this is it. You're not gonna like be tempted to go look or whatever. Like you're severing that tie. So, and I've been fine and I've actually been proud about like, I haven't gone doing research. I haven't gone digging or whatever. Like, literally, I've done the whole no contact thing out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
So I was literally searching my Facebook Messenger when I was looking for a previous dog walker that I had reached out to and to like help with my dog and their high energy. And I see like my old chat pop up with abs. And I'm like, no, that's not right. And it was like a picture, which is their profile picture that pops up of
Yep.
him and a girl. And I'm like,
Yeah.
you gotta be shitting me. So of course then like I rip the band-aid and like damage is done because I'm already getting the pit in my stomach and I look and I'm like, this fucking motherfucker is already in a relationship and like but like blasting it on Facebook. And when
Yeah.
things ended with us, like I couldn't get him to acknowledge me. My dog was all over his Facebook, but like I wasn't, yet he's telling me he wants to plan life with me and can't wait till our families are under the same roof and everything. And like I went through like the stages of grief all over again. I was angry, I was sad, I was a little irrational, and like unfortunately Liv walked down while I was dealing with this. And it was like, what's up? And one thing I try with my kids is like I try to talk about things and be open with emotions and, you know, let them know it's okay to talk about the hard stuff no matter what. And I also don't, like, I don't want to set them up for doom and gloom, but I also want to let them know that, like, life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. And it's okay for them to see you sad because they'll see you sad and they'll see you get past it.
Yep.
So I told her what happened and I was like bummed. And like, when I reached out to you, I said the same thing. Like, it's, the initial gut punch is like, what's wrong with me? And like, you know, here he is, like living the life of Riley and moved on and happy again. And kind of like how I felt with the situation with their dad all those years ago. And it's like, ultimately, I know, and friends and everyone's telling me, like, and like reassuring me on stuff that I know that, you know, he truly is not happy. The poor soul that he reached out to and is connected with is like in for a world of mental health problems and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I'm always the common denominator in this though. So I can't help but like point the finger at myself occasionally and have that like sad doom and gloom moment. And then it's
Yeah.
just what you do after it. But what was crazy about it is I didn't realize when I was like talking to Livy about it, being like, what's wrong with me though? Her boyfriend at the time, like her boyfriend was on the phone with her at the time. And I've met him a couple of times. He's a lovely kid. I'll brag about him all that I want because he's literally just how he interacts with like even myself, but her. I feel like he's a old man soul in a teen boy's body.
Yeah.
And
Oh.
so he like said to me like, don't worry about it. Like, you're such a great person. And I'm like, just said something so nice, which made me cry more. But then, like, wrote a message to Liv, like, later and was like, I meant what I said to your mom. Like,
Oh.
she is such an awesome person and so nice. And, you know, whatever happened with this guy is his loss. And I just want her to know that she's gonna find her person. And I'm like, damn, like, this kid's not even 15, right? And
Yeah.
he has this like acknowledgement and everything, but it's like, damn, our kids, like, for as much as we question, like, are we doing right by our kids? It's like, maybe I am, because like my kid's acknowledging that I'm hurt, but then it's like she's able to acknowledge that and show that. And like, kudos to this boy's mom too. Like, you're raising like a fine young gentleman.
Yeah.
So that was my craziness for whatever. And like, today I'm okay. I'm over it. And it's like, it is what it is type of thing. But,
Yep.
you know, it just takes 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. And I'm like, just repeating to myself over and over again that like he has a facade up. Like, it's not happy. It ultimately isn't happy for him because he has to keep playing charades and putting up this image that he's not, and meanwhile, he's just doing more damage to himself and unfortunately his kids.
Yep. Oh, 100%. But again, like, so what? Wow, what did I see that it said? Don't blame a clown for dressing like a clown. Blame yourself for continuing to go to the circus.
Yeah, talk
That
about
kind of
calling a
kicks you in
spade a
the twat when
spade.
you hear
Yeah, it's
that.
like way to kick me while I'm down,
And shit.
but accurate, like.
So yeah, I mean, it's a bullet dodge. Like, I know, like, when you think about it after, you're like, oh, I miss him, and oh, why me, but like, bullet dodged, dude, bullet dodged. Like, he would have cheated on you again, he would have been talking to somebody else again, and like, you would have been hurt, you know? So fuck him.
Yeah, and it's like I don't even think, like looking back on it, I don't even think I miss him. I miss what I thought or what I perceived things to be.
Right.
And you know, and it's just the angst and anxiety of starting over again. And it's like bleh, makes me want to vomit.
Right. Yeah. I don't blame you. And you know, we haven't even talked about, like, we didn't, we just jumped into the whole Nurses Week face punching thing. We didn't even talk about like 20 seconds of Tinder or 2 minutes of Tinder, whatever the fuck we say at this point. Like, I have since weeks ago, like, completely deleted all of them. Like, I'm good.
I have
I
not,
can't. I
and I'm
fucking
like,
can't.
yeah, I'm like eerily signing on there, but like, what? I
Do you
guess
have any fun stories?
I'll give a quick one,
Okay.
which is kind of like ridiculous, but at the same time, it's like, okay, there's my answer. I matched with this guy, and what grinds my gears and what really irks me is like when they ask you a question that they clearly can see on your profile. Like, don't ask me what I do for work. My profile says I'm a nurse. Like, you could ask, like, hey, what type of nursing are you in? Right? Or like something along those lines. But then this guy was like, oh, you know, so nice to match with you, blah, blah, blah. And what are you looking for? Also, in my profile, it talks about exactly what I'm looking for, like, looking,
Right.
dating with intention, like, looking for a
Yeah.
relationship, too old for like hookups, like, put it out there very bluntly. And sometimes I'm fresh
Yeah.
and I say, well, if you read my profile, you would know the answer to that question. But with him, I
Yeah.
was like, matter of fact, like a relationship. And I also make a point when I like swipe right on somebody or whatever the app is that you're on, I look at things that are deal breakers for me. I don't swipe on people that are like looking for short-term fun or unfortunately, I'm at the point where I really don't swipe on people that don't have kids. Story for another day. So
Yeah.
this guy, like, obviously checked my boxes from what his profile said in terms of like relationships, what you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. So when he asked me that question, I was like, yep, dating with intention for a relationship. Instantly unmatched. So,
What the
like,
fuck?
yeah, like, there's my answer, but it's like, bro,
Oh
whatever.
my God. He
Yeah.
had deuces.
Yeah, exactly. And the trash took itself out this week, ladies.
Yeah. Truth. I actually saw something too that said when you've reinstalled it when you've reinstalled Tinder so many times that it's actually reassuring to see familiar faces like, oh hey James, looking good. Still single too, I see. Still a no for me, but take care.
It's true. Or like then you cringe when you see the people. Like you actually like I've talked about a couple of them who've tried to slide in a match, but like you see the ones that like you actually had some fun with or spent some time with, and you're like, oh Jesus, they're broken too because they're still here. But the difference is like I update my pictures. These people still have the same picture from some of them like almost 5 years ago. Like get it
Yeah.
together because then we're gonna just run into the whole catfish thing.
Oh, yeah. I can't with this shit anymore. Like, I don't even care. Honestly, like, I don't care. I'm good. Like, and I'm good. I think, like, maybe I just want to be good with myself, and then maybe, like, I don't know. I mean, you know my situation, so I think for now I'm good,
Yeah, and
you know.
like I go back and forth all the time. Like, do I really want to set myself up for heartache and everything again? But like at the same time, like I'm lonely and I'm not gonna find somebody just sitting here on my couch binging the Karen Reid trial, you know?
Oh, right. Oh, we gotta do that next week because there's a lot of things
And
that
I think
oh.
I think it'll be important to touch on because we have listeners like all over from like California, and you noted we had some people listening to us from Barbados.
Yay,
So like
Barbados.
we gotta fill people in on the corruption in Massachusetts. So we'll
Yeah,
make that a
wow.
big slot in our next episode.
Yeah, definitely. Although the corruption of Massachusetts could take more than one episode. It might take an entire season.
Yeah,
But then we'd probably be
seriously.
shut down because someone would hear it and be like, absolutely not. You are not talking about
Well,
that.
seeing we're both from the city that bred Whitey Bulger, so I
No,
digress.
fair enough. Yeah, and Howie.
Exactly. My, you know what?
So.
Fun fact, 6 degrees of separation from Megan. One of my ex-boyfriends growing up, Howie was his babysitter as a kid.
Shut the fuck, young Howie?
Yeah.
No way.
Yep.
That's funny. He was my uncle's best friend.
And here we are.
Don't fucking drink the water. It's Anyway, we'll go. That's good. I think we put enough out there right there for now. So I do want to mention a girl that I worked with, Michaela. I absolutely adore this girl. She just had a baby about 7 months ago. Beautiful little baby. She looks like this. She's so perfect, this little baby. Oh, she's 7 months, but she's so adorable. She almost looks like one of the little kids from Whoville. She's got this beautiful little nose, this cute little, oh my God.
Oh my
I
God,
can't.
Cindy Lou Who, that's all I think of.
See, right. And she's just got that cute little face, and she's so adorable. But so Michaela is started Smith's Tree Farm. So if you go on to Facebook or you go on to Instagram, I actually think they have a TikTok as well, Smith's Tree Farm. She also has a little bake stand outside of her house. So she bakes fresh dough, a fresh dough, really, fresh bread. She's got I don't know what I was gonna say sourdough, I think, and I just said fresh dough. And everything she does is amazing. She puts so much effort into it. So if you look her up and you're in her area, definitely slide in there. Leave her a little note, say you that you know you heard it here, so she knows that it's getting out there. And if you are in the New Jersey area, Cakes by Marina, she is in New Jersey. She did the cupcakes for my kids' christenings. Oh my God. Now, this was years ago, obviously, because my kids are, teens now. But Jesus, her business is fantastic. If you can get something made by her, cakes, cupcakes, whatever, have her cater your desserts for whatever you want. You will not regret it. Not only is it that she is an amazing cook, she's also an amazing person. So, Cakes by Marina, Smith's Tree Farm. And obviously, don't forget all the discount codes we have for you, too. Go to thecrispycoach.com, click on affiliates, and all of your discount codes are right there. So, Comfort and Conquering are obviously my two favorite. The Art of Tea, there are a bunch of them listed there that have been gracious enough to give us great discount codes specifically for our listeners. So go ahead to the affiliate page and get some great discounts.
Yeah,
And
I know I'm gonna be stocking up on a comfort order because I have my two lovely cherubs' birthdays coming up, so I'm gonna take advantage of that.
yes, 100%. Yeah, I do have one. Man, I put that thing on and I was like, oh my God,
You don't want to take it off for
this
days.
isn't
Like
a joke.
you're like, I will purely be like a homeless person and walk around in this for 4 days. Like you
I
don't want to
mean,
take it off.
yeah. If you see me in clothes that are not
Scrubs, right?
confident in appearance,
Yeah.
something's wrong with me. Call somebody
Correct. If you
because
yeah, do not put me on the side of a milk carton if I go missing, like when you catch me like in fashion wear. Like, 'cause people will see
right.
me and I won't look like the homeless individual that I look like on a daily basis. And then we'll start getting the question like, do I know you from somewhere? Or it's the age old like, damn, Megan, you look tired. And it's like, thanks, I didn't put makeup on today. Like, way to go. Or like, did you do something different with your hair? You're like, yeah, I washed it and I dried it.
God, is
Like
that not the response when like a
all the
girl
time.
says to another girl, oh my God, your hair looks so good. I know, I washed
I washed.
it.
Yep, yesterday was wash day. Thank you for noticing.
Like, guys don't get it. Like, what do you mean? We washed it. Do you not wash it every day? No, we shower every day. We wash everything else. But our hair does not get washed every day. There are some girls that do it. Congratulations. I wish I had hair that I could do that too every day. However, it
Yeah,
is not a
it's
washable thing.
the level of showers. Like, nope, today was the quick day, and then nope, this was my hair wash day. Nope, this was the shave day. Like, it's not an everyday thing, man. So like, if you catch us on a good day, consider yourself lucky, because we spent a lot of time in the shower prepping for that.
100% true. Or it's like, hey, you want to go for coffee? I gotta shave my vagina instead, just in case.
I'm not, no, or when you're like, I'm not going to do anything, and I'm going to make sure I don't, so I'm not going to shave. So I force myself not to, right?
Meanwhile, they give zero fucks. But it's just us, like that self-conscious, like, oh my God, I can't. Imagine that's our chastity belt is not shaving.
Legit, it legit is. And anyone who says it's
Yeah.
not is a liar.
Lies, all lies. Oh, that's hilarious.
On that
Oh,
note,
yep.
I want to say Happy Nurses Week to everybody. I hope your pizza parties are plentiful and you don't get punched in the face like Pirelli as a
Right.
extra gift.
Yeah.
Into all the moms or dads that are playing the role of mom or anything in between, like, happy Mother's Day, sincerely. And I hope you get like an hour's break to do something for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Happy Mother's Day to all of you guys. And thank you so much, of course, for always listening to us and sending in your emails, positive or negative, Erica.
Yeah.
But
And
follow us on TikTok too, because like literally 2 minutes in my Tahoe sometimes can be fun. I
right.
literally bitch about my commute into work sometimes. And I couldn't actually the other day, so I'm kind of bummed. I couldn't do my 2 minutes before work. I talked to you prior to work, so you know why. But it was just one of those days I was not able to do it. So I'll try to do like a little, some kind of 2 minute update this
Yeah.
week.
And I gotta, like, if anyone's listening that can come up with something crafty for me, I can't do like 2 minutes from my Toyota because that's just not the same. Like, reels from my RAV4 or whatever. I'm open to suggestions because I gotta get the heat off Pirelli. Yes. Okay.
I like reels from my RAV4 or
All
rants
right.
from my
Oh,
RAV4.
yeah. Either one. I like
Oh
them
yeah,
both.
Raven from my RAV.
Yep.
Oh.
And here we are.
We'll circle back around on that. Yeah, so definitely reach out to Megan, give her some advice, and we'll give you that little, ooh, so and so came up with this, and then you're gonna start rocking in my RAV4. Now I'm gonna try so hard to find anything. Oh, all right, everybody, have a good night or good day, depending on what time you're listening. And happy Mother's Day, all the things, happy Nurses Week. And of course, always stay safe and don't be a dick to your coworkers.
Don't dip them down either.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.